Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of The Psy Effect. I am Psy, your host, and today I have Larry Locke Henderson is a hip-hop educator, and he's been featured on international media outlets including CBS and London FM Radio. His new album, Lesson One, Hip-Hop in Education, has hit Amazon.com bestseller list, reaching number one in hot new releases and number eight in educational music. The album blends educational lyrics, ill metaphors, and hypnotic flow with underground hip-hop beats. Songs on Lesson One hit on topics such as money management, some of us really need that, y'all, African-American impact, female empowerment, no booty shaking over here, history, politics, and more. Please welcome Larry Locke Henderson to the Psy Effect Radio Show. Welcome, Larry.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Again, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for coming on. Your music is definitely different, and it's a breath of fresh air.
All right.
I feel that we definitely need to educate our youth, you know, in the world of booty shaking and popping it like it's hot and twerking it, you know, we need them twerking to some history lessons.
definitely. I definitely think it's, we need a lot more of it, too.
Yes. Now, how did you come up with the name Locke? Again, that's spelled L-A-K. How did you come up with that?
It was a name that my mom was going to name me. And
really?
Yeah, she just told me, and I just ran with it, made it my MC name, and,
okay.
And you know, it just sort of stuck, you know what I mean? Certain members of the family just always called me that. So,
okay.
You know, I just kind of ran with it, and, you know, I use it to this day.
Okay. Now, when did you decide to become an artist, a hip-hop artist at that?
Well, I started rhyming in around the third, fourth. Well, it was the third grade where I really started freestyling. And
mm-hmm.
In the fourth grade, it just, you know, got a lot more serious. I actually started writing lyrics. But, you know, it started in the cafeteria of my school in third grade, you know, banging on the tables and making beats and beatboxing and freestyling. And, you know, it pretty much started in school, you know, just that's what everybody was doing at the time. And I was introduced to it that way, and,
okay.
And then, you know, listening to the radio, of course, then I heard, you know, Chuck D and LL Cool J and Rock
yes.
And MC Light and Big Daddy Kane, and it was just like, oh, man, you know, it was definitely something that I just had a passion for or developed a passion for.
Now, did you consciously set out to, you know, rap about educational things, or did you kind of play around and follow the masses and go from there?
Well, the educational rap, it just, you know, I'm an avid reader, or I definitely read a lot. And I feel that learning is important. I feel that, you know, education is not, it's not being thought of in the
mm-hmm.
right way. You know, I think that the kids could take it a lot more serious than they do,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially kids in urban areas. And I wanted to put together a project that I felt not only can educate and teach people new things, but also can inspire and also bring dialogue back to the importance of education.
Right.
Just by listening to this album, you know, it's going to spark a conversation on its own.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that was pretty much the reasoning for how everything came about. I mean, you know, outside of the fact that, number one, I am an artist, number two, I do read, you know, and all
mm-hmm.
of the other factors, but, you know, to initially get the project going, that was the initial thought. Like, I can do this, you know. I can, you know, make it a hip hop album first and foremost, and it'll definitely be something that brings the attention back to the importance of education.
Absolutely agree. Now, what is your background? Do you have a background in education? Were you a teacher?
Nothing really.
Okay.
know, I mean, I'm just one who feels that education is important. You know, I have no background. I mean, I graduated from the University of Rutgers, but I don't have an education degree. I'm not a teacher. You know, I'm just one who loves knowledge and feels that education is important. And also I'm an artist, you know.
Right.
And I just merged the two worlds because it's, you know, I just felt like, you know, people always say we need to do more or do something, and this is definitely my way of doing something.
Great. Now, how long have you been pursuing your passion in hip-hop?
You talking about education-wise or just as an artist?
Just as an artist.
Oh, well, you know, once I started, you know, third, fourth grade, I pretty much hit the ground running. You know, I never stopped. It's been battling and freestyling and performing,
right.
And, you know, ever since then. You know, there was never no, you know, even though at that time it was just a passion, I never said, you know, one day I'll do this or do that. It was just actually being an artist, enjoying putting words together. And battling people and making up different songs and expressing myself in different ways and coming up with creative stories and all of that types of stuff. It was just,
right.
You know, rapping in general.
I love it. I love it. I remember growing up and being in third and fourth grade and trying to put things into songs in order for me to remember, like, my times tables. And you heard of in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Little things like that. I think it was 1492. I hope it was 1492. But, you know, it's so much easier to remember historical things, and, you know, when you put it to song, you know, song mode, and I really commend you for doing this. I'm going to play the first song, Kings and Queens. Can you set this up and tell us how you came up with this actual song?
You know, the first line is, we don't come from slaves but from enslaved Africans, and that was just a point that I wanted to make with that entire song, that, you know, we are the descendants of more than just slaves. You know, our history and our culture and our legacy can't be defined by just that. So mentioning some of the kings and queens of Africa is just a way of, you know, letting the African community know, as well as everybody else know, you know, more about our lineage and our culture and the things that's a part of our past.
But from enslaved Africans, people use words to confuse and have us trapped again. Our lineage is deep within the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We managed to lose sense of self, we don't identify with the heritage like African American is not African. But listen to me, I'ma have you black again, pumping up your fists and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis. He built the seven pyramids in Egypt and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine, but Imhotep lived 2,000 years ahead of him. King Sanwal's rat, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten King.
We are the lions, we are the fighters.
the end of it. Like Alexander the Great, he told his army to wait. He peeped the style and didn't want to invade. He told his man he ain't want to risk losing to a woman up against Queen Candace. He figured he just shouldn't. Another one's Makeda. She was the Queen of Sheba, the symbol of beauty, and then Queen of Zinga, the Amazon Queen of Matamba West Africa. Wage war against the slave hunters coming after her and her peoples, but respect too. Mother of Shaka Zulu and Queen Nefertiti, one of the first to fight for the plight and respect of a woman's equal rights. Queen.
That was King and Queens by hip-hop recording artist Locke. Now, Locke, I'm feeling the song. I'm feeling everything. I've been checking out your videos on YouTube as well as listening to your new music and past music. Are the kids and young adults been really responsive to your method of hip-hop music?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, the kids have been very responsive, and it's been, I think, because of the hip-hop feel that you get first and foremost. You know, you don't feel like you're listening to something that's education-based, even though it is.
Right.
So, you know, that is what people gravitate to. You know, the sound first and foremost, and then you begin to get into the words, and it's just a smooth transition. So, you know, the kids, young adults, the hip hop community in general, people that just want to hear something positive and educational and uplifting, you know, those have been the supporters.
Now, what hip hop artist inspired you to become involved in hip hop?
Well, I mean, you know, first it was just people in the community that I grew up around that really had skills and talent. You know, those were the first people that I was exposed to as far as, you know, rhyming and looking at their abilities and just going outside and seeing people on the corner, and it was, you know, one person was beatboxing and other person was freestyling, and next thing a cypher started, and just, you know, that was my first introduction. So those people were my initial inspiration. But, you know, as time went on and you get older and you listen to the radio and things of that nature, then it was, you know, your Public Enemy, I mean, your Chuck D from Public Enemies and LL and Kool G Rap and, you know, Big Daddy Kane and EPMD and Lords of the Underground and Ice-T and Chubb Rock and Queen Latifah. You know, all of these artists had different songs that made me really appreciate and want to take hip-hop further. You know, just being able to examine their creativity.
Right, right. Now, what's your overall goal in the hip-hop industry? What do you hope to obtain during your career? You know, the education, do you plan on doing any seminars, or have you done any seminars, or, you know, reality television? What's your ultimate goal?
Reality television.
Hey, you know, that would be so cool. A positive reality television regarding hip-hop, and have kids rap battle rap about positive things. You know what I mean? We need,
that's actually cool. I was in a totally different lane. But, you know, I really just want to establish Smart Music Entertainment so that we can continue to put out educational music. You know, there's no, you know, I don't know of any other company around that dedicates themselves to putting out not just educational material, but making sure that material, you know, has the essence of the genre. So if it's hip-hop music, it sounds like hip-hop music. You know, if it's R&B educational music, it sounds like R&B educational music. So, you know, I want to just, you know, establish this company so that we can continue to do that. And that is, you know, that's the focus right now.
Okay. Now, are there any collabos you would like to do with anyone in the industry right now to continue to spread this hip-hop educational music?
Well, I mean, for Lesson 2, you know, I'm collaborating with a lot of underground artists that were definitely, you know, people that I respect and I'm happy to work with. You know, for example, a group by the name Angels, INC, Angels, Inc., my man Wiley Lundy, another artist by the name of Young Nice, who's also on Lesson 1. He's on Slavery and he's on the song Drugs. My man Jamel Pittman, you know, these are artists that I've been listening to for years, and I reached out to them, and they, you know, they were equally interested and excited to work with me on this project, so that's cool. And as far as the mainstream media is concerned, or the mainstream artists are concerned, you know, I mean, I haven't really thought about it because the people that I wanted to work with and that I knew I could, you know, I asked, and they were cool. So that's pretty much how I operate. You know, if something comes along or I run into a, you know, a Jay-Z or a Nas or a Mos Def, that would be cool, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, not everybody can do this type of material. So, you know, it has to be the perfect fit. I mean, now, of course, I'll just collab, you know, with artists that's my favorite, and we can make music, and that would be great. But with Smart Music Entertainment, you know, it's more than just writing what you feel. You know, there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, you know, I can see you doing a collaboration with KRS-One.
Oh, yeah, Blastmaster, KRS-One. I mean,
yes.
His album, Edutainment, was fantastic. And if he's with it, you know what I mean? He's definitely a person that inspired me. And I love his music. So, yeah, that would be cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, a great combination.
Yeah, we'll have to put that out in the universe and tweet that to him.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay, let's do it.
How did you come up with the concept for the song First 25 President?
Well, you know, I was the original concept is somebody kept telling me that, you know, some of the presidents were black, and I'm like, well, who? Let me find out what these people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I was actually just doing the research for that, and it ended up, you know, just reading all of these interesting facts about the presidents and the founding fathers of the country and put it into a song, you know, and it was actually the first song that I recorded for Smart Music Entertainment, not the version that we hear now, but a very similar version. And, you know, it kind of jump-started everything. Once I gathered all of the information and was able to put it into a song format, had to cut it off with just the first 25 because it would have definitely been too long. But, you know, it was just doing the research and just trying to find out more about things I was hearing.
You want to introduce the song?
This is the First 25 Presidents by Lot from Smart Music Entertainment. So get educated and enjoy the hip-hop.
That was First 25 President by hip hop artist Locke. Locke, before we go, I want you to share all of your contact information where people can contact you via Twitter and your website and give all your shout outs.
Okay. The website is smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. We're on the email address is smarthiphopmusic@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at smarthiphop. We're on Facebook at smartmusicentertainment. The YouTube channel is smarthiphopmusic. The album is available right now on Amazon and iTunes, Lesson 1, mm-hmm. Hip-Hop and Education, and you spell Lock, L-A-K. And once again, the website is smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. And definitely shouts to everybody that's down with Smart Music Entertainment. And all of the people who bought the album and supported and things like that. And thank you for sharing your audience with me today.
You're very welcome. And I want to thank you for being a positive contributing factor to the world of hip-hop. Like I said before, it's a breath of fresh air. And I've learned something new just by listening to your music. And I want to thank you and thank you for coming on the Psy Effect. And I want to wish you much success in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I am Psy. You can catch me here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday on the Psy Effect Radio Show, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening. And until next time, continue to spread peace and love.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs.